believe who we got on the phone, the one and only, the awesome, the historical, the legend, the Martin Luther King of African-American Black talk show. I can't even do it.
Because you hear that already.
Damn, Arsenio, why you start laughing? You messed me up. Y'all give it up.
Hey, man, it's good to hear your voice, and congratulations not only on all your radio success, but on the duality of your career, my brother, the stand-up and the television.
Hey, man, thank you, man, but hey, you the one open the doors for me, man. One time for Arsenio Hall! Hey, you put the
key... Ricky, real quick, man, you got to make me a promise.
Yeah.
Please come to L.A. when you get a moment and do stand-up on the show.
I promise. It's done. Arsenio,
man, because I've had all the great ones, from George Lopez to Mike Epps. Everybody's coming here. And you know how we are at stand-up. Sometimes we get away from it, and we don't want to do what got us where we are. But I want the classic guys of the stage in here doing what they do. And if I could get a night where Ricky Smiley comes here and crushes it, I would appreciate that.
All right, Arsenio Hall, the next time you take, you just set a date. I'll be there, buddy. Hey, I'll take off to come. You know I'm down.
So, Arsenio Hall, you are back with record numbers. Now, tell the truth. What were the butterflies like when you first came back, the first night the show came on?
It was scary. And you know what? I know Ricky relates to this. You know how to get back on that bike, and you'll ride it, but it's going to take you a minute to get right. And it took me about a week to just get comfortable so that you can be yourself. You know, it's just like, Ricky, you know how when you're young, people say, you should be a comedian because you're funny at the parties. But it takes you a few years sometimes to get right and to be that person that you are at the party on the stage. You got to get comfortable. And it took a minute, but now I'm feeling good about it. All the guests are starting to roll in that you need to make a show successful.
Yes.
And I thank you guys for a lot of positive stuff coming out of there. You know, I really appreciate it.
Man, I get excited about two things on this show, like for real, comedians and politicians. And ministers, of course. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what you do for the rest of your life and the rest of your career. That damn preacher from Coming to America. hey, Arsenio, I got, when you say that he was saved, Daniel from the Lion's Den, but he saved Gilligan from the, I kicked over the damn coffee table.
And speaking, we're talking to Arsenio Hall, of course. Speaking of Coming to America, one of the things that we love is when, Hakeem and Simi go and look at the apartment. And then the guy to show it to him, he said, damn shame, what happened to that dog?
The damn dog.
What happened to the damn, what happened to the damn dog? All he did was shook his head. We still don't know what happened to that damn dog.
That's hilarious. Hey, can I ask y'all a question? Wait, let me get my names right. The gentleman with the dreads does the rap. Is it Crackhead?
It's Head Crack.
Okay, I got it backwards. I'm dyslexic when it comes to
it's so good.
Names. Hey, okay. I called him Crackhead for the first 6 months when we first started, so I understand.
Okay. I'm just honored that you pay that much attention.
I know I watch Dish Nation every chance I get.
Yeah!
Here's what I wanted to ask. He has a certain kind of rhythm and flow about how he works. Are you a stand-up or are you a radio broadcaster?
I mean, like, I dabble in a little bit of writing, but, like, I've been doing radio for, like, you know, 12 years, but, I mean, I dabble in a little bit of writing, but I'm real passionate about music.
Arsenio, he's a one-line king.
Because the bottom line is when I watched him, I'm like, that brother either has done stand-up or should do stand-up, because you got a nice pin, man, and you come with some really unique stuff that jumps out at a guy like me. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm a fan, even though I've never met you.
Thank you, man.
And I got a guy here, I swear he could pass as your brother Gary with the T.
Well, I know Gary. I think Gary is my gay brother from another mother.
That's what Ricky says, Arsenio. He loves to think
Gary
that.
He represents with dignity, and he's a very funny man. I y'all don't realize I'm a fan of the show. There are times when I'm watching Dish Nation and shouldn't be, because I say I'm in some city and I'm like, oh, I'm on the other channel right now, and I have to turn to myself. But I really love you all's work.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man, Arsenio. It is a pleasure just having you on the show. And the first time I met you at the NAACP Image Awards when we was giving Steve that award. Man, yes. I couldn't even believe I was standing there having a conversation with you, man. I just really appreciate your genuineness, man, and how nice you are, man. And you always have encouraging words, man. Thank you so much.
I was standing there thinking, Ricky Smiley and I are so talented. Why are we giving Steve an award? That's what I was thinking when we were standing there. I thought we're not getting some shit tonight.
Hey, so let everybody know your showtimes and how can they follow you on Twitter.
Yes. Arsenio Hall on Twitter. Go to arseniohall.com and you can find out how to come to the show when you're here and when it's on in your area. It's usually on about 11 o'clock. I need all eyes on the show if possible because I'm trying to make this stick. We need a playhouse and I got it.
There it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary, yes. Arsenio Hall!
Yeah. The Ricky Smiley Morning Show, baby.